I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, May 28th. Two people from Quincy died in a wrong-way crash on I-93 South in Methuen over the Memorial Day weekend. Crash happened about 2 a.m. Monday morning in Methuen. State police say a 2020 Toyota RAV4 driven by a 53-year-old Quincy resident was traveling in the wrong direction. The RAV hit a 2021 Toyota Camry head-on, killing the 21-year-old driver of that car, who was also from Quincy. It then hit a third car, but the driver of that vehicle was not hurt. The driver of the RAV was taken to a hospital where they were pronounced dead. The crash forced all three lanes of 93 South to shut down for about 3 hours while police investigated. Neither the name of the wrong-way driver or the 21-year-old who were killed have been released, and police say the crash is still under investigation. A man from Martha's Vineyard will be arraigned today on multiple charges, including assault with intent to murder, after six people, including four girls, at a movie theater were stabbed in separate attacks. 26-year-old Jared Raviza from Chilmark on the Vineyard was arrested Saturday night after a police pursuit. Police said a person entered the AMC movie theater in Braintree at about 6 o'clock Saturday evening and went into one of the theaters without paying. The girls, ages 9 to 17, were inside the theater when the individual suddenly attacked them without saying anything and without any warning before running out, according to Braintree police. The girls suffered non-life-threatening injuries and were taken to area hospitals. Video showed the suspect vehicle and a license plate. That information was broadcast. A vehicle matching the description was later seen in Plymouth. Police said it had left a McDonald's where a 21-year-old woman and a 29-year-old man were found stabbed. They were both taken to hospitals. Video then appears to show Raviza allegedly reaching through the drive-through window and stabbing the man with a large knife. State police found the vehicle another 20 miles south in Sandwich, tried to pull it over. The vehicle later crashed. Raviza, the driver, was taken into custody and hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. He's being charged with the restaurant attack and is being investigated in the movie theater stabbings. Raviza was arrested in April on Martha's Vineyard and is charged with assault and battery on a family member as well as vandalism after he allegedly attacked his father. Raviza is also reportedly a suspect in a Connecticut murder. A young man was flown to a Boston hospital after he was struck by a car that may have been doing donuts at a parking lot in Brockton yesterday morning. Officers responding to a report of a person struck by a vehicle in the area of 696 Crescent Street just before 1 in the morning found a 20-year-old man suffering from serious injuries. The victim's name was not released. He was rushed to Good Samaritan Medical Center, then airlifted to a Boston hospital. Police are investigating whether drivers were performing donuts with their vehicles in the parking lot when one of the vehicles swung around and struck the victim. Video from the scene showed the parking lot roped off with yellow police tape and some clothing on the ground. Police say they have not identified any suspects in connection with that incident. Well, the state Senate on Friday voted to approve a $57.9 billion state budget for the next fiscal year, including eight amendments filed by Senator John Keenan of Quincy to provide some vital funding to initiatives and programs throughout the Norfolk and Plymouth District, as well as resources supporting individuals across the state. Many of the budget amendments filed by Keenan reflect projects and programs within the district in need of additional funding, including an allocation for the Abington Police Department to purchase new emergency response vehicles and a police drone, and funds for Holbrook Middle High School's Bizarre Bots robotics team, and for Manet Community Health Center in Quincy to assist with the updating of their electronic medical records system. Several of the district's fire departments will benefit from Keenan's amendment to secure funding for new communications infrastructure improvements. For the Quincy Fire Department, the establishment of a new firefighter cadet training program in Hanover South Shore Technical High School, and professional development costs for the Holbrook Fire Department. The Senate also approved Keenan's amendment to provide funding for the Councils on Aging and Departments of Elder Affairs in Abington, Braintree, Hanover, Holbrook, and Rockland. And Keenan was successful in securing funding for the restoration of Rockland's public baseball fields, plus a design of a new outdoor recreation area in Abington. Keenan also secured funding and approval for policy changes on a variety of issues, including $1 million for the state's Serving the Health Insurance Needs of Everyone, or SHINE, program, which offers counseling and support services for Medicare-eligible individuals and their caregivers. And the Senate also approved Keenan's amendment requiring the Department of Public Health to report findings from its compulsive gamblers treatment program to the legislature to better inform future gambling and public health policy. Well, every Memorial Day for the past 20 years, you can find retired Army Captain Michael Shanks in the same place. He reflects on the brothers and loved ones he's lost defending our country through the iconic display of the red, white, and blue at the Flag Garden on Boston Common. One by one, 37,000 American flags were planted at the base of the Soldiers and Sailors Monument, each one for every Massachusetts service member who paid the ultimate price since the Revolutionary War. Just as it took a labor of love from 600 volunteers to put each flag in place, it takes all hands to remove the flags. A team of volunteers was ready to remove all the flags yesterday, but the expected rain delayed the plans until tomorrow, and they're still looking for more help as well. Navy sailors on the USS Constitution fired off a 21-gun salute yesterday in a Memorial Day ceremony in honor of the service members who died serving aboard the ship. The crew fired one round each minute for 21 minutes. According to a statement at the event, the crew also honored Gold Star families, relatives of U.S. service members who've died in the line of duty. Following Navy regulation and custom, the ship flew the United States flag at half-staff in the morning, then raised it to full height following the salute. The crew also rang the ship's bell to honor each service member who died on service aboard that ship. Constitution was open for public tours yesterday and will now remain open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. through Sunday. Hundreds of people also enjoyed the annual Memorial Day parade held here in Quincy. Spectators lined Quincy Avenue and Hancock Street along Coddington Street and Temple Street up to Mount Wollaston Cemetery for the annual ceremony at the newly renovated Veterans section of the cemetery and heard from guest speaker Kip Caldwell. A teacher at Quincy's Atlantic Middle School is being praised for her education and dedication to teaching English language learners. Miss Tao Niang has been named the recipient of the Massachusetts Association of Teachers of Speakers of Other Languages and Dow Award for Excellence and Creativity this year. That award recognizes exceptional educators who demonstrate excellence and creativity in teaching English learners. Ms. Tao has dedicated nearly three decades to serving English language learners at Atlantic Middle School. As an immigrant herself, she identifies with her students and focuses on nurturing their identities as immigrants and emerging bilinguals. Tao also trains Quincy College educators to improve their teaching practices for their English learner students and serves on the state's MCAS Bias and Sensitivity Committee. A check of business news this morning, and stocks opened the day in positive territory. The Dow was up 4 points on Friday, the NASDAQ rose 184, and the S&P added 36. Shares are lower in Europe and Asia today after markets were closed yesterday for Memorial Day. The dollar is up, the euro rose, and oil at $78 a barrel. In sports, of course, Celtics complete a sweep of the Pacers. 105 to 102, and they are off to the NBA Finals. The first game will be held June 6th at 8:30 in Boston. Their opponent is still unknown. And the Orioles beat the Red Sox 11-3. That series continues in Baltimore at 6:30 this evening. The National Weather Service forecast is calling for morning clouds and some afternoon sun today with a high of 82. Partly cloudy tonight, low 65. Tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds at a high of 76. Thursday, maybe some showers in the morning, high 67. Friday, partly cloudy and high 71. Out on the water, waves about 2 feet. Southwest winds at 10 knots. High tide, 4:03 p.m. Sunrise, 5:11, sets at 8:11. Reminder, curbside collection for trash and recycling in Quincy will be delayed one day for the rest of the week due to the Memorial Day holiday. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, May 28th.